Claire races through the night to the Church of St. Mary of the Angels, but she's not safe yet. Her escape from the family palace has been discovered. Now she must flee to the safety of a cloistered convent before Manaldo and his men can capture her. Will Claire make it, or will she be dragged back to a wealthy life and a marriage against her will?
The Saints, Adventures of Faith and Courage. Claire of Assisi, Episode 4, Pursuing Lady Poverty. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
There you are, Chiara. You made it.
Yes, Rufino. With God's grace and provision.
Follow me to St. Mary of the Angels. It's very close, right over this ridge.
How glad I am of your torch. The darkness was becoming increasingly deep.
This light will illumine our path, cousin. Francesco awaits your arrival.
Chiara, welcome.
Ciao, Francesco.
Thank you for bringing her, Rufino.
My heart is happy to have her with us.
You've made this chapel beautiful.
The Benedictines were more than generous giving it to us. And now, we must turn to your desire, Chiara.
My desire is to join you in proclaiming and living the gospel, to follow and imitate our Lord, to walk with Lady Poverty.
You are certain this is what you want?
I am.
Very well.
Can we begin by cutting off my hair?
Cutting your hair?
I don't want these clothes either, just a simple tunic like you.
Huh. Rufino, do we have a pair of shears anywhere?
I'm not sure. Let me look.
Ever since I first saw you in the piazza renouncing the world to follow Christ and Christ alone, I knew this was also my path.
I sensed that from our first conversation. I don't know where the Lord will lead us in all of this. We weren't prepared to accept women, and we don't have clothing for you. But we can deal with that in due time. Meanwhile, I have an idea of what we might do, temporarily.
Here, Francesco. Brother Leo had the pair among his tools.
Thank you. Are you ready, Chiara?
I am.
Oh, you have beautiful hair. But it's gone. Now you have a unique hairstyle.
Perfect for going under a veil. Just what I wanted.
You haven't seen what you look like.
It doesn't matter what I look like. I only care about following our Lord. What is the idea you have?
There's a convent of nuns nearby, at San Angelo di Panzo. I think you need to go there for a time, until we can figure out how this is all going to work.
Whatever you say.
You will be safe at the convent in case your family comes for you.
My uncle most certainly will. By now they've probably discovered that I'm gone.
No one can take you out of the convent against your will without being excommunicated.
That's good to know.
I will take you there myself. With Rufino. Here, cover your head with this altar cloth until we get there, in case someone sees us. I think we're almost there, Chiara.
Yes. It's on the other side of those trees.
Well, we almost made it. This is probably my uncle Monaldo and his men. Come to rescue me from your evil clutches. Oh, yes, it is.
We should hurry. Chiara! Chiara! What are you doing?
I said, what do you think you're doing?
I'm going to this convent.
With these beggars. Wait, is that you? Rufino.
Yes, uncle.
And the other is?
I'm Francesco.
Ah, the madman. What are you doing, Chiara?
I'm following Christ.
Stop this nonsense!
It's not nonsense, Uncle. It's reality.
Your mother is grief-stricken.
I'm sorry about that.
Then come home with us.
No.
I don't care what you say. You're going home. Stop. Please, leave her be. Stay out of our family's business, you fool.
You're too late, Uncle. See?
What? You cut off your beautiful hair. You must be as mad as they are.
Mad like Francesco and Rufino and all the others? Yes, I hope so.
You're coming with me. You are on monastery property now and forbidden to interfere with Chiara's wishes. Unless you'd like to be excommunicated, this is truly madness. Call it what you like. It's now time for you to leave. Outrageous. Simply outrageous.
You are breaking your mother's heart, Chiara.
I will pray for her, Uncle. And for you and my entire family.
For all the good that will do. And you. You should be ashamed of yourself, Rufino.
You were brave to defy him, Chiara.
Not bravery, Rufino. Simply desire.
Let's continue on to the convent. Remember, Chiara, this place will only be temporary. Until we think of a plan for your housing.
I understand.
Hopefully, it won't take too long.
Whatever you decide, Francesco. I love your herb garden, Sister Filippa. Such beautiful lavender. If only my mother could see it.
You miss her, don't you, Chiara?
Very much. Even though it's only been a few weeks.
I'm sure she misses you too. Hopefully she understands your decision.
I pray she does.
Could you pick me some of that sage, Chiara? Sister Christiana has a headache and I want to make her some tea.
Of course. My mother uses sage for headaches too. Here you are.
Look! It appears we have a visitor.
Where?
Coming up the path. Oh dear, something must be wrong. She's running.
Chiara! It's Katarina.
Who?
My sister. What is she doing here?
Chiara!
Why are you here? Has something happened at home?
No. Everyone's fine. Well, until they find me gone. I've come to join you.
What?
But Uncle Manaldo is right behind me. I should have come at night, like you did. But I just left through the front door into the piazza. He must have seen me.
Your uncle is coming to take you home?
Yes, sister. But I want to stay here with Chiara.
Then let's get inside right away.
Can this door be bolted?
You think he'll try to enter? How dare you enter without our permission?
You can stay here if you want, Chiara. I no longer care about you. But Katarina is coming home with me.
She wants to stay.
I don't care what she wants. She's coming home.
Take your hands off her and get out!
Get up!
She hit her head!
He's dragging her by her hair!
Let her go!
What's going on?
The child sought shelter here, Sister Christiana. Now her uncle is dragging her by the hair towards his horse.
Sisters, please, we must pray. In nomine Patria, Filii, Spiritus Sancti, dear Lord, save Katarina.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Look, he's trying to lift her body onto his horse, but he can't seem to move her. It's like she's become as heavy as stone. Even the other men can't help him move her.
Now he's raising his hand to strike her.
Domine miserere.
What? It must be a miracle. His hand seems suddenly frozen in midair.
He looks bewildered, even frightened.
Thank God, now he's leaving. Katarina! She's not moving.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 5, Canticle of the Creatures, to hear the final episode of Claire of Assisi. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.